Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. It is Queen Cooley. Welcome, Elevens. So happy to be with you today. I hope you are all doing really, really well. And I say that because there's so much going on right now in the atmosphere, right? With the full moon, with the eclipse, there's just, it is a time of alignment for you and for me. It's a time to take a look at your life, especially since we're ending the quarter of the year. And it's time for us to release what is not serving us. Welcome. If this is your first time, I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been with me for a while, welcome back. Thank you so much. And if you would like to work with me, you can do so individually. And the Brave Academy is opening in like a week and a half. So you're going to be getting videos, short ones that will hopefully inspire you and give you some good information on how to move forward and really have the life that you truly want. That's what I do. I'm an activator. I activate people and bring them into alignment. And then I also take different downloads that I receive from the realms, from your ancestors, and then give that to you. So it is pretty awesome. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something very serious, very serious. Okay. If you are struggling, if you are not where you want to be, and I know you heard me say this before, in any area of your life, right? Spiritually, maybe you want to get closer to God or the divine or spirit or whoever you pray to, or want to get to know yourself better, your higher self better. Physically, if you're not where you'd like to be, if you're too heavy or if you're too thin or if you're just not as strong enough as you'd like to be, that's something to work on. Emotionally, are you mature? Are you happy? How do you go about your days? Do you normally start your day happy and ready to go? Or are you more of a, not so much? Or maybe you're a night person, right? And you're not a morning person, so it takes you a long time, but from like 4 o'clock on, you're good to go. And how are you with your spouse or significant other, right? And then of course your career. These are all of the buckets that we have for our lives, and they're all connected. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm going to ask you a very serious question. And the question is, are you ready to actually change your life and have the life that you truly want, the one that you came here to have? Because I can tell you that I talked to so many people, and so many of them say the same thing. I'm not happy, right? I don't like where I live. I don't like my job. I am not making enough money. That makes me very sad, very ticked off, very kind of fearful, because it's like, what's going to happen in the future if I don't change? But I don't know how to change. How did I get here anyways? Right? All of these are important questions, and these are all things that you ask yourself. But what you don't realize is that when you do this continually, you're in a loop. And you're manifesting what's happening. I think I said that this was kind of what my last video was about. What's really happening is that you're stuck, or you perceive that you're stuck and you want to change, but you don't know how. So what do? You look outside of yourself, right? You look at other people that are maybe doing what you want to do. You look at successful people that are on TV or in the movies. Oh my gosh, they're so amazing and glamorous, and they have it all. And what you're not seeing is what it took to get there. It could have taken decades to get there of sacrifice and not giving up, right? So there's also the imposter syndrome. There's a lot of reasons why. When also another one of the big ones is that we worry about what they will think of us. And I always say, well, who are they? We don't know who they are. Like, it's in your mind. The question never changes. Who are you? Who do you want to be? And there's also another one, if you're of a certain age, which says, I'm too old. I can't I know I always say this, you know, people say I don't have enough money, I don't have enough connections, all that stuff. But if really everything was there for you, right? And you're on a fully funded mission, you have everything you need inside of you, not outside of you, inside of you. So you have to go within and meditate and learn yourself more. Get to know yourself better. Go deeper, right? Go deep. Because it's only when you can really look at what's working, what's not working, you have to give them both room to breathe, is that you'll understand how to fix and change your life. Now, if you don't and you need help, that's what I'm here for, right? I created the Brave Academy because I had lived so much of my life in fear. I had put so many boundaries and walls up because I was trying to people please everyone else, right? I was overthinking, as we always say. I was trying to please them and my parents, but I can't blame it on anybody but me, right? Here's the thing. If I gave you an opportunity and you reached out and said, hey, I want to work with you. Great, let's do this. I can help you. I can get you unstuck. I can lead you from lack consciousness to prosperity consciousness. This is all what I do and what the Brave Academy was for. Okay, I'm ready to do this. Oh, there's a cost involved? Uh-oh, I'm broke, I can't. Now listen, I'm not bringing this up for money. I'm bringing this up for another reason. When you say, I can't, I'm broke, your brain hears that and it goes into every area of your life. I'm broke financially. I'm broke emotionally. I'm broke physically. I can't get from here to there. I can't. Those two things of being broken and I can't, double whammy, you might as well stop right now. Don't try to do anything else. Just go with where you are and keep going and stay stuck. Because you're telling yourself, there's no way in hell that I can make this happen. And you have believed that. And it's now a belief within you, which we can change. But what I am trying to say is a lot of times it's got nothing to do with money. I had someone post the other day and the last video, and it was like same type of thing. And they said, well, you know, I said, what's stopping you? Somebody put money. That's not it. Because you could have all the money in the world and still be stuck, right? You can have all the money in the world and still be unhappy. You guys have seen this millions of times. The answer and the question I'm asking you is, are you really ready to change? And what will it take? Because every new level that you ascend to, which is what you're supposed to do, right? This is what we're here for. Planet Earth classes are in session, right? There's no do-overs. Well, there are do-overs, a million do-overs, but time still goes by. Each and every one of you has a chance and should take it, multiple chances, to change your life so it's exactly the way you want, because you can only control yourself. I'll give you an example. I woke up the other day, and you know how we've always said that 11s overthink things, right? And I've been working on the Brave Academy and getting it open and, you know, working. And then I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I had this other plan to work with many other people to get the word out about this. And I haven't contacted anyone yet. And I was like, well, it's not ready yet. It's like, the bottom line is I'm not doing enough to meet my goal. If you really think about a goal that you have and you ask yourself, what have I done to get there? I would bet that most of you have been thinking about it, drawing up a plan. Maybe you have started working, you know, with others, brought them on to help you, whatever it is, but there's still a lot more that you can do. And you're not taking those steps because you're afraid. It's not about you don't know, because there are resources out there for people like me or within yourself. When you take the time to go and meditate and understand yourself, which is huge. I got to tell you guys, I tell every client this. Most people don't do this work. It's not easy. It's hard because you have to face yourself and face some of the stuff that you've been rolling with that may have worked in the past, but doesn't work now. Every level you go to, something different's required of you. Leo DiCaprio said that, and it's true. You have to grow and change. But I can tell you one thing, all based on how you're moving, the habits that you have, how you show up and how you think about situations, if you're doing it over and over and over again and it's negative, it's time to get to step out of that and look at it and say, I need to change the way I am showing up, the way that I think. It's huge because that will change your life. So I'm here to encourage you. If you are ready to change, if you feel stuck and frustrated and all that stuff, really think about, am I really ready to move into the unknown? Because if you're not and you're somewhat comfortable, you're never going to take a move. A lot of times a move is like, you know, balls to the wall. I have no other choice. I burn my ships. I'm going forward. And even if I encounter rough waters, even if I am not where I want to be on a lot of levels, I'm still moving forward. I always think about like actors or singers that have just kind of like Sylvester Stallone. I don't know if you guys have ever read anything up on him, but he was just, you know, broke for years when he moved to Hollywood and he wrote Rocky. And at one point he had to sell his dog to eat. That's how broke he was. And still he wouldn't go home. He wouldn't give up on his dream of being an actor. And he wrote Rocky. And when it was picked up and looked at by studios, a studio brought him in and said, hey, we love this story. It's amazing. And he's like, great. And they're like, we'll pay you for it, but we want somebody else to star in it. We're going to make it a movie and somebody else is going to star in it. But you have to give up the rights to us, right? Obviously. And he said, no, I wrote it. I'm going to star in it. I'm the only one that can play this role. And I'm going to star in it. Now imagine this. Imagine he's broke in every area of his life. You know, we've all probably been there. I know I've been there when I was younger. You may be there now, or you may have been in the past. And that was probably, they probably offered him a good amount of money. And he was probably like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is what I've been waiting for. It's been years. This could be my big breakthrough. But then they're like, no, but that's okay. You know, just for example, let's just say, I'm going to give you $150,000. You know, we'll have the rights to Rocky. Awesome. But, you know, that's the end of it. You know, we part ways and you go your way because we want somebody else to play this part. If you were really that broke and somebody was offering you that much money, you might be like, I got to take it. I can still write other stories, right? But he stuck to his guns. And you guys know what happened with Rocky, obviously, right? So I think about the people out there that have almost given up. Even I read something a couple of months ago about how Elon Musk, who was going to do something different, I think this was the whole, before he started working on his whole secret projects. And he said it was like, we had no money and we were waiting for the offer to come through. And we had like 22 hours left. And then if they didn't come through, everything stopped. But sticking to your guns is a big deal. And it all comes down to how long are you going to wait? And are you ready? I really want to encourage you. If you are stuck today, know that you are not stuck. That's in your mind. That's lack consciousness and old false fears coming up against you. And I'm here to help you be successful, happy, and have the life that you really want. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy, but it's worth it. If you want to work with me, if you want to join the Brave Academy, sign up for the wait list. And I love you guys. Please comment. Let me know if this helped. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.